Let's just start with the word vagina. Vagina. It sounds like an infection at best. Maybe a medical instrument. Hurry, nurse! Bring me the vagina! Vagina. Vagina. It doesn't matter how many times you say the word. It never sounds like a word you want to say. It's a completely ridiculous, totally unsexy word. If you use it during sex, try and be politically correct. You kill the act right there.
I'm Jennifer DeShields, WRPR News. The reading you just heard was an excerpt from The Vagina Monologues. The play written by Eve Ensler focuses on the most intimate part of a woman's anatomy, her vagina. This year, Rampo College's Women's Center put on its production of the monologues this past February 10th, 11th, and 12th. Rachel Lillian Nagy, the coordinator of this year's production, couldn't be more excited.
I think it's a really amazing thing because so many people don't think of like, I guess, yeah, vaginas or like women in this way. This is such like an outright and artistic way to really like express these things that women don't talk about. And it's funny and people get into it, men, women, in between, anybody can get into it. And it's really a great way of bringing awareness to these issues.
Many subjects are discussed in the monologues, from menstrual periods to sexual encounters and self-image. Societal stigma about the female body can make women view their bodies negatively, but this play puts the female form in a positive light.
I really think that the media and society has been teaching women, either underhandedly or like right out in different ways, about how their bodies are never good enough. There is a really big stigma with it, and I think that it comes from the societal pressure that is put on women and their bodies and the way that they need to look to please everyone else.
This production is part of a much bigger event that is happening on college campuses and stages worldwide. This play has inspired the global movement V-Day, a movement to stop violence against women. The V in V-Day stands for Valentine, Vagina, and Victory. Every February, thousands of productions and events happen worldwide to raise funds and awareness for issues like rape, battery, incest, female genital mutilation, and sexual slavery across the globe. In 2008, over 4,000 V-Day productions took place around the world. The proceeds from Rampro's production will go to the Bergen County Rape Crisis Center and Stop Raping Our Greatest Resource, Power to Women and Girls in Democratic Republic of Congo, a UNICEF-sponsored charity on behalf of the UN.
I'm Jennifer DeShields, WRPR News.